Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we take a look, first of all, at the first letter of Peter, chapter 5, verses 5 to 14. Beloved, clothe yourselves with humility. How do you do that? How do you clothe yourself with humility? You begin by recognizing that He is God, you are not God. How often have I said that to you? He is God, I am not God. I don't tell Him what to do. I listen to Him and I obey His voice. Once we get that straight, a lot will happen. But so often, because of our pride and our arrogance, we see ourselves as the source of our own life. It's me. I'm the source and center of life. And a true disciple is one who has Jesus Christ as the source and the center of his or her life. So clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another. In other words, these people, even if they irritate you or annoy you or frustrate you, these are people who are made in the image and likeness of God. So I want to treat them as people who have an eternal destiny, and that by the way I treat them, I can either help or hinder that journey. What am I going to do with my life? Clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another, for God opposes the proud, but bestows favor on the humble. So humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. And that's what I'm talking about. That's humbling yourself, is to acknowledge I'm not the creator, I'm not the source of life, I'm not the savior. I'm not the Redeemer. I am whoever it is I am. But I am not God. He alone tells me what to do and where to go. It's not a combination of God and me. It's Him. If I'm really desiring to be His disciple, then I want to do His will. Sometimes it's common sense. It's right in front of me, and I just need to make the right choice. Sometimes it takes prayer, because it's some bigger issue. Always seek His will. So humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Cast all your worries upon Him, for He cares for you. See, that's what we forget. I've got to do all these things, and I've got to do them all right, so to speak, for God. No, no. Cast all your worries upon Him, because He cares for you. He knows what you're up against. He can help you through. Be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in faith, knowing that your brothers and sisters throughout the world undergo the same sufferings. The God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory through Christ Jesus, will Himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you after you have suffered a little. To Him be dominion forever. Amen. So He says to them, be sober and vigilant. Recognize that you do have an enemy, an opponent, who goes around trying to take faith away from you. Resist him. Be steadfast in faith, knowing that your brothers and sisters throughout the world undergo the same sufferings. We're in this together, brothers and sisters. I write you this briefly through Silvanus, through whom I consider a faithful brother, exhorting you and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Remain firm in it. The chosen one at Babylon sends you greetings, as does Mark, my son. Greet one another with a loving kiss. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. What a beautiful letter. What a beautiful encouragement from Peter. What a blessing. Do your words entice people? Do they help people to follow more closely? Do you build them up in faith and hope and trust? And we can all say, well, I need somebody to do it for me. Yes, we do. But we also need to do it for one another. We can't keep for ourselves what is given. We need to give it away. Psalm 89, forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Forever. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Just imagine that. That forever we're going to sing the praises of God, and it's only going to lift us up closer and closer in intimacy with Him. Forever. Forever. There's no end to the depths. There's no limit to the heights. The depths of His love. The height of His power and His glory and His majesty. God wants you to have Him forever. But it does require that we make some choices now. That we make some choices on earth about who this God is, and that we choose personally to become His disciple. It's important to say that to God. I want to be your disciple. I want to follow after you. Maybe you can only do it a half day at a time. Do it, but keep on doing it. And gradually your stumbling will turn to sure-footedness, and your sure-footedness will turn to running, and you will run the race, and you will win it. Give yourselves to the Lord. Choose to be His disciple. If you haven't made that decision yet in the Easter season, please take it to heart. It's what we're all called to, but God waits for our human freedom to exercise its will. And to say, yes, Lord, I hear you. I accept the invitation. I will follow you. I'm not going to be a nominal Catholic any longer. I'm not going to check off the list of saying, well, I give to the support of the church, as I said the other day, or I go to Mass frequently. During the week, I always go on Sundays. I'm always there. I do everything. That's a checklist. Are you a disciple? The zeal for your Father's house consume you as it did Jesus. It is His Holy Spirit given to you that leads you closer and closer to the mind and the heart of the Savior Himself. That's what we need in this world, our true disciples. Will you be one? And the gospel for today is taken from Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 20. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Have you done your part? Are you reaching out to the poor and the sick, the blind and the lame, not just physically, but spiritually, emotionally? How much do you reach out? To how many people do you bring the good news? Do you live the good news? Do you believe it's good? Where are you? Jesus needs disciples, brothers and sisters. He needs them, and He needs them today. That was not just for the beginning of the New Testament. That's now. He needs disciples. Don't do it half-heartedly. Don't just obey the externals. Give yourself to God. Give yourself fully to God. Turn your heart over to Him. Gospel of Mark, Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. That's not just acquiring a few merit badges, brothers and sisters. This is a call to change your life. This is a call to surrender to Jesus Christ, to allow Him free access to you. He won't dominate you. He won't take control of you. He gave you a free will. Use it, but use it to give yourself to Him. You'll be happier than you've ever been in your life. I guarantee it. It may take a little while in the transition, but I guarantee you, you will be happier than you have ever been. How much we need people to lay hands on the sick today, that they recover. How much we need to help people and stand by people as they drive out the demons that have infected their lives. Think of all those things, brothers and sisters. Pornography, drugs, alcohol, etc., 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 etc. People need help in driving out the demons. They need to do it in the name of Jesus. You can accompany people. The power of God is in His Word. The power of God is present to us by all the graces we've received in baptism and confirmation. And then the Lord Jesus, after He spoke to them, was taken up into heaven, and He took His seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. I've been struck recently by the fact I've been doing a lot more travel in the recent past and present, speaking in many, many different places. And I realize at times when I'm on a plane coming home, or I'm driving home, or one of the sisters is driving with me, and I can just kind of sit back for a moment, and I'm tired. And then I think about these apostles. They had no planes, trains, automobiles. They had nothing but their own feet. And they walked. And they brought the gospel. And God gave them power and gave them strength and gave them people in different cities who welcomed them and took care of them and gave them rest. My goodness, my ministry, so to speak, of teaching and speaking to people, mine's a piece of cake compared to what they endured, what they went through. But brothers and sisters, we are up against formidable obstacles these days to the proclamation of the gospel. There are a lot of hearts that are closed and hardened and turned away. Brothers and sisters, only the power of God can change that. And it is the power of God that dwells within us by His Holy Spirit. That's the power that can change lives. That's the power that can heal. Not us. But it's us surrendered to God in such a way that He can work through us. He'll always do it with the cooperation of our will. He'll never override your will. But if you give yourself to God, He will use you. And frankly, to see one sinner change their lives because of something you did or said is reward enough for all eternity. To save a soul for eternal life is an infinitely precious, precious gift that God chooses to work through us to accomplish. Don't miss what God has for us. Don't miss just being a token follower. Become a real disciple of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.